back-to-back 4A championships. Congratulations to you and your program.
You know, it's not about me. We got an unbelievable group of guys the last couple of years that are unbelievable teammates. They're unselfish. They play with toughness. And I couldn't be more proud of what they've accomplished over the last 2 years.
What's it taken for these guys to get out of the MIC conference, arguably the state's toughest sectional, and do this back-to-back years with pretty much quite a bit of change in your roster from last year?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys at the beginning of the year that we felt like, you know, had to step into different roles, and some new guys, and I couldn't ask for anything more from our guys as far as their hard work. And when we ended last year, to where we are right now, it's incredible, and I'm so proud of them.
Finally, you win your back-to-back championships. Your dad goes into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. Your son has his 13th birthday. This had to have been a heck of a week.
It was a good week. We enjoyed it. But as far as our guys, our team, they stayed grounded, they stayed focused, and they kind of stayed, really thinking about the job at hand. And I give them a lot of credit.
Congratulations once again, Scott.
Thank you very much.
For tonight, how about this ball club and gutting it out for the full game here?
Well, they've been doing it all year. You know, you come into the season, defending state champions, and at various times you're ranked number one. You're going to get everybody's best shot. So they were battle tested, and we knew that they weren't going to fold. We knew they were going to make a run. We finally hit some free throws and got some defensive stops, and I just couldn't be more proud of our guys.
With practically a new group, I won't ask you how it compares to last year, but I will ask you how special this run has been for you guys.
It's incredible. I mean, you look at our roster, we got guys that were JV players last year or were varsity players in totally different roles. We got a guy who's our sixth man in Grant Goodman, who was an intramural guy last year, didn't even play basketball for us. So, they've just come a long way since we ended last year until now, and I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Congratulations, Coach. Good luck here in the future.
Thank you very much.